Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cass Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning, good morning. This is the Michael Van Tool Show. Thank you for getting up and with us this Sunday morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We're here Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock, and the Michael Van Tool Show brought to you in part by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, heaven-sent home support services, in-home care for the elderly, ill, and disabled, and Sunday morning team here, political analyst and community activist Henrietta Ivy. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Kim.
Kimberly Batchelor Davis, author, speaker, and our lifestyle editor. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Henrietta.
And let me just go down the list of people who are not here. People like Missionary Hattie Humphrey. She's on the second and fourth Sundays with us. And evangelist and prophetess Christy Laster Andrews is away out of town, unfortunately, with the loss of her grandmother, and we're looking forward to seeing her next week. But Henrietta, we are also offer our condolences to you too on the loss of your sister Shelley Allen.
Thank you, Michael. I and my family greatly appreciate the love and condolences from the team. We love you and appreciate your heartfelt condolences to our family.
And like I said during time, we're your team, Henrietta. That almost brought tears to my eyes when I wrote that. Like, okay, we're your team this time.
I greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
We're behind you 100%.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Michael.
Absolutely. All right. Let me get through to some housekeeping notes here before we go to news and weather. We've got our phone lines are open this morning. We're going to get to that shortly after news and weather. But I just wanted to let you know that if you are not covered by an employer health care plan, I've got affordable lifeline to back you up from Ameriplan. It includes dental, vision, prescriptions, chiropractic, medical care, hospital stays, and telemedicine. And if you would like to enroll in that, it starts at $19.95 a month. Here's the number to call, 248-516-8300. And, of course, Heaven Sent Home Support Services, a healthcare agency that assists the elderly, ill, and disabled with personal care, meals, med reminders, household chores, laundry, errands, respite care, and companionship. And the number for Heaven Sent Home Support Services is 248-262-7111. That number again for Heaven Sent Home Support Services is 248-262-7111. And Optimal IT Solutions, you're looking for an affordable, low-cost, reactive, responsive, Optimal IT person? We've got one for you. Call Optimal IT Solutions. and the numbers 248-796-2429. If your company would like to join the list of companies that are sponsors of the Michael Van Show and Community Highlights with Missionary Humphrey, call me at 248-516-8300 so that you can jump on the team. It's affordable, effective, and we reach thousands every week. So if your company would like to appear on the Michael Van Tool Show or Community Highlights, call me at 248-516-8300. And finally, my thanks to the lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, not only an expert in personal injury, but also conservatorships, guardianships, deceased estates, creation of living wills, power of attorney, and trust. The Warrior Lord, Johnny Hawkins, is the attorney for you. The number is 248-567-9990. Again, 248-567-9990. As I said, we're going to be opening lines soon. Thank you for those of you who are listening on streaming on blogtalkradio.com and then also who are calling in on the 563-999-3557. That's our live line to get into the studio, 563-999-3557, and we're going to be opening up the phone line shortly. When we come back, we've got news and weather for you, the latest right after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do, so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
Attention, all seniors. Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency has an important announcement for you. If you're approaching Medicare eligibility and have questions like, how do I choose the right Medicare supplement plan? How do I avoid higher premiums? How do I reduce out-of-pocket expenses? What is the difference between Original Medicare versus Medicare Advantage? How do I choose the most cost-effective prescription drug plan? For answers to these questions and more, Sharp & Associates are awaiting your call. Phone them today at 833-668-0086 or try them on the web at sharp-insurance.com. That's sharp-insurance.com. Call today.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is going to be all right.
All right, we are back in the news this morning. According to ABC7 in L.A., in California, two women are accusing Subway of selling fake tuna. They filed a lawsuit against Subway in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California. The attorney for the plaintiffs told the Washington Post that the ingredients were independently tested and they could not find any actual tuna in samples. They concluded that not only was there no tuna, they could not find fish of any kind either. The test found a mixture of various concoctions that do not constitute tuna, yet blended together imitate the appearance of tuna. A Subway representative told the Washington Post that the lawsuit is frivolous and baseless and that it is real tuna and it's wild caught.
Mm. This is why you don't eat everybody's food.
I can't keep the words out of my mouth. That's why I make my own food.
Exactly.
But according
there are certain
to
types of foods I don't buy. Tuna is one.
But listen, according to a 2019 CBS report, one in three businesses sold mislabeled fish. 90% of imported seafood are rarely tracked all the way to your table. Seafood fraud is huge, and you'll not really know what kind of fish is on your plate, if at all. Gossip
it could be
queen,
the Mexican lake.
Yeah.
It could be
gossip
from
queen,
the Mexican lake.
That's right. Gossip Wendy is the subject of a juicy new movie and documentary on the Lifetime Network. On her ex-husband, ex-manager Kevin, she says, "I divorced him. I fired him. He was unemployed. I don't know what he does now. I don't care. I send his court-ordered check on time each month, so that's good." Wendy Williams, the movie. And Wendy Williams, What a Mess, the documentary, is now showing on Lifetime. Very interesting. A civil war has broken out within the Republican Party. Thousands are leaving altogether. Major donors like billionaire Jacob Monti are pulling their support, joining the Democratic Party. The Trump, led by disgraced ex-President Trump, along with far-right agitators like Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, and Matt Gaetz, are bashing the established, more traditional wing of the, like the Cheneys, Bushes, Romneys, and others who are trying to save the soul of the fiscally conservative, law-abiding version of the party. The new, harsher, racist, and unhinged version is pushing forward with a dangerous and angry QAnon-based group with people like Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, who've taken a more violent stance. There are calls for her to step down. Ex-Lion quarterback Matthew Stafford has headed to the L.A. Rams in exchange for three draft picks and quarterback Jared Goff. And finally, my notes in the news. With little more than a week before his second impeachment trial, five of Trump's defense attorneys walked away amidst disagreements over his legal strategy. Apparently, Trump wants his legal team to argue there was mass election fraud, continues to cling to the false narrative that is fueling his continual downfall. As of this morning, none of the members of his legal team had been paid. All right.
That's why they're walking away.
Yes. Henrietta, what do you have for news? What do you want
you
to
know,
add to
I was gonna actually tap on that because I was reading my CNN Politics news this morning, and it was saying that two more people on his defense team has walked away. Butch Bowers and Deborah Barbary were expected the lead attorneys on that case, and what the comments were on this was that they know he's probably not going to pay them, and a lot of people are walking away. And here's the thing. They know what he was about before all this ended the way that it did. So walking away now, to me, doesn't justify the fact that they were going to continue to support him as long as he was in office. And that says something about a person's mindset and that political party. And the Mitt Romneys and the Cheneys and all of them, they're trying to really, like you said, Michael, trying to save the Republican Party amidst all this chaos. So, that was kind of what I was going to touch on anyway. And so the two that walked away recently was Butch Bowers and Deborah Barbary. So they knew already. They just feel like, you know, they're trying to save face. All this team is trying to save face. I don't know how much good it's going to do for them, but, you know, this is where they are.
Yes. All right. Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
So good morning. Before I get to the news, I want to send out heartfelt condolences and prayers to one of our true legends in Detroit. That's Ivana Hogan. She passed on Friday, and many of us learned it yesterday. I learned it early yesterday that she had passed. And if you knew Ivana, she was a person who was a friend to everyone. She was about the people. She was about causes. If you needed her for something, she came through. She was always her word. I am so sorry and so sad to hear of her passing. I just ask that everyone will extend a prayer and send hugs and love to her family and friends and people that cared about her.
Henrietta, you had mentioned it to me, and I remember, now I remember, I did meet her at least once over the years, and I remember her face. I remember mm-hmm. that. She's, you know, there are a group of people that work hard behind the scenes here in Detroit. It's always out there, and they know a lot, and they know a lot of people, and they're active. And you mm-hmm. wonder how some of these politicians get to where they are. It's people like her behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very engaged.
You knew her too, didn't you, Henrietta, very well?
Yeah, I knew her. We definitely knew each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. Okay, Kimberly.
All right, so I know we've had a lot of interesting news articles, but here is another heartfelt one. There is a South Carolina high school principal who took on a part-time job at Walmart and donated his paycheck to those in need. Moved by a need to help his students, a South Carolina high school principal took on a part-time job at Walmart and donated his paycheck to those in need. Henry Darby, principal at North, considered his community's guardian angel. A couple of years ago, I had two students who were females sleeping under the bridge. There was another situation where a former student of mine and her daughter were sleeping in their car, and another situation where a former student needed funds for her water and her light bills, he told WCIV-TV. Understanding the bigger picture, Darby took action. He started working at Walmart three nights a week, stocking shelves from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. I was taught if your hands find something to do, do it. So I came to myself and said, perhaps I need another job in terms of part-time, he said. He said one of his students recognized him on his very first night of work. Someone yelled, "Hey, Mr. Darby, you're working at Walmart? Aren't you the principal?" And he said, and it blew me out of the water. So at that time, I said, that's it. I'll just do what I need. He said his decision to stand and deliver has led to close to $100,000 in donations from all of over the country. Now that Darby's story has gone viral, Walmart itself has donated $50,000 to North Charleston High School. So this is the principal who saw that there was a need and took action and has further blessed the community by it.
That's a great story.
That is a great story.
Yeah. You know, this just proves and shows again that, you know, God helps you when you take the first step. He's not going to do everything for you. In some cases, you have to take the step, but when you do that, when you step out in faith and do the work, then he comes and helps you. This principal knew he needed to do something to help the students, to help other people, and he didn't have the resources. He sacrificed his time and energy to go out and work another job at night. You know, I've done that before. The last time I did that, I only lasted 4 months in the same job. That's some hard work. But look what happened. Now, God has sent more help, more money, and hard help. It's an inspiring story. I think we're going to hear more about this in the days to come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
wow.
Absolutely.
Man. All right, Kimberly, what's the weather like besides this so-called snowstorm that we've got coming here?
Well, so if you're in Michigan, there is a winter weather advisory that will be in effect for the Lenawee counties, Monroe, Washtenaw, Wayne counties, from this morning until 12 noon. We are going to have the heaviest snow will be this morning, and our temps will be in the 20s. We probably will only get up to 24, but there will be additional snow for tomorrow. So if you have to travel or if you're on the roads and highways, make sure that you leave extra space and that you drive carefully and watch for road signs. But today you will probably have a high of 24 or 25 with snow developing. Tomorrow there will be a high of 31 and 23 will be the low with more snow tomorrow. There will be, there's snow on Monday with a high of 29, low of 20. On Tuesday, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 30 with a low of 17. Wednesday, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 31 and a low of 19. Thursday, again, more rain and snow mixed with a high of 36, a low of 29. On Friday, we'll have another wintry mix with a high of 35 and a low of 21. And on Saturday, it will be mostly cloudy with a high of 30 and a low of 17 degrees. So this week, we're pretty much going to have moisture between snow and rain on today, Monday, Thursday, and Friday. So just remember that.
Well, at least it looks like the temperatures are going up just a little bit. You know, in Michigan, we sometimes look at 30 to 35 degrees as a good day because it's above freezing, it's been cold lately, above freezing is going to feel wonderful, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but I don't know. It doesn't seem like this little storm is really going to pack a punch. I mean, there's not much out there now. But have another day, you said, Kimberly, of some more snows.
Yes.
I don't know. I guess we may pick up a couple more inches.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me just give out the number because I do want to open up phone lines this morning. That number to call in is 563-999-3557 if you're listening online on blogtalkradio.com, 563-999-3557. But one of the things that I thought about this week, because when I was looking for our news stories this week, the fish story really got me, because I realize now we don't know what kind of fish we're eating. Because how do they know? You know, when this stuff is shipped to us, we don't know exactly, is this a grouper? Is this a Boston scrod? Is it tilapia? Is it, you know, rockfish? Is it? We don't know. And I think we don't even know what some of this chicken is. You know, there's a lot of new pieces of chicken out now,
right.
You know, chicken tenders, chicken strips, whatever they want to call it, but a lot of it is processed stuff. You know, even some of the hamburger meat is processed with soybeans, and it's just, you just don't know what's in some of this stuff, you know. But I did do a list of things, and I'll just go down my list here, because I'm including that in the poor customer service, because if they're lying about what we don't know what we're eating, and we don't know, you know, it's, this stuff is processed stuff, like on the news story that I read about, and it may not be true, but you know, they still got to go to court. But that the attorney went through and they tested that stuff. You know, they took it to a testing facility, and they could not. It was a concoction of things, and none of it was fish. None of it was tuna. So,
what is it?
Right.
Did they determine what it was?
No.
Because if it's not any type of fish, tuna, or any seafood element, what is it? Was it cardboard? Is it shoelaces? What is it?
You know, and I don't know, and, you know, there's a lot of that vegetable-based, plant-based stuff now, so it might have been something similar to that, you know. It obviously it must be edible and stuff, but it just wasn't fish.
I don't know if it was edible. They made it taste good, though. When you get food, because I used to get
right.
that tuna sub, and it tastes like tuna to me. But now that I know, so we don't have to worry about my business anymore.
If you're going to order tuna, you have to order it from a real restaurant, and not
exactly.
kind of not Subway or anything like that. I never ate their tuna. Personally, I'm one of those people. I need to be able to identify it and really understand what it is. Not saying that everybody who eats tuna sandwiches wasn't. It just didn't look appealing to me. I was like, I think I'm going to pass on that. If I want tuna, I'll make it myself or, you'll go someplace else. But you're right, Michael. When you go places, you don't know what you're getting. So you have to be careful where you actually eat. If you're going to have seafood, I always say this to people, if you're going to have seafood, go to a seafood restaurant and get seafood. Don't go someplace where somebody probably nuked it in a microwave and put it on your plate.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's true. There's times I'll go to some restaurants, I'm still getting what they're famous for. You know, if they're famous for making hamburgers, I probably won't get their stir-fried rice, because they started out with hamburgers. They're known for it. They make great hamburgers, and I don't know when did they become experts in doing oriental stir-fry
the hamburgers. Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, here's a list here. Places that, because they want to get ready to close, they close early. Wendy's, a lot of times in the summer, I want a nice cold chocolate frosty, but they'll turn the machines off to clean them in the evening. And they don't want to turn it back on because they want to have it ready for the next day. Same thing with KFC. Don't like going to Kentucky Fried Chicken like after 6 or 7 with a complete order of all, because they probably have dropped the last for the night and they don't want to put, they don't want to go get any more. And they're just easy because they don't want. Now, if the corporate found out that they did that, they would probably all be fired. But they want to shut early. Have you been drove past a place the lights are on but nobody takes your order?
No, Michael. You know what's the utmost disappointment? You have a taste for a hamburger. You have a particular place that you want to go, and you want a chocolate shake. So the double insult is, because I'm with you on that, Frosty, you go, you're like, I would like to have a cheeseburger and a chocolate shake. And they'll tell you, oh, we don't have any buns. You don't have any buns?
Yes.
How do you run out of buns?
Right.
Yes.
And then and then the shake machine is always down. But it's summer. Always.
Exactly.
Exactly. I'm like, it's summertime. I just want a small shake. I don't want that much in life. I just want a small shake and a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
But you can't get it because they're out of buns and the shake machine is down. So
you go to KFC and they tell you they don't have any more. All they have is legs and thighs. You'd be like, okay, why do you only have legs and thighs?
Right. And they don't want to drop any more. They don't want to do any more.
Exactly.
Because that'll mess up their plans for shutting down for the night.
They only have spicy chicken and you just want plain chicken. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No napkins in the bag.
No
condiments.
No straws.
Right.
You know, I used to work at fast food. Okay. I could tell you this. When that person who gave you that order without your napkins, without ketchup, without salt, whatever, you know, when they do, when they do that, watch them when they go to. I always knew when I used to work at Wendy's, I knew when one of my coworkers was making their own meal, you know, because you could tell, on the tray, on the cart, on their tray, that that everything was, it had napkins, the hamburger was fixed, like, in the commercial, it was neatly done with the lettuce, tomato, it had all the condiments on there, it had a straw, napkins, I mean, and almost every time, they were getting ready to go on their break. And I'm like, okay, don't you think that, don't you think that's what people want when they order something? That's what that's what they want. They they want you to fix their order like that, like how you would fix it when you go on break.
But what's interesting, you can go certain places and that process moves very smoothly. You can drive up and be like, I'd like a cheeseburger, hot fries, and a chocolate shake. Here you go, ma'am. 2 minutes later, and you're like, wow. And then you go other places, and it's exactly like what we're talking about.
I actually had a meal, not in just recently, me and a friend of ours, we were doing some community work. So I said, let's go to McDonald's and get a breakfast because we've been out, we were hungry. And we pull up and we order our food. So we pull away, we go back to our location. And this was just before Christmas. And I'd be doggone if they gave us a sausage McMuffin, looked like it had been sitting under the light all night. And it was just, everything was hard as cement. I said, turn this car around. We ain't playing these games. We just spent $20 on a meal. They're not going to give me no used food. So we turned back around. And I said, look, this food is old. I want mine hot and to order. I want everything redone. And they was like, oh, I'm sorry. You ain't sorry. You just think somebody was going to come back. See, all of us don't eat hard food. All of us don't just take it. So that service is important because without that, those companies are going to, eventually those businesses in those communities that help serve those communities, that put jobs in those communities will eventually be closed down due to that poor customer service and due to the lack of care of the people who, you know, with their attitudes and all of that stuff going to the customer service. But that was one shameful thing. So you're right. It's just like, what's going on with customer service? What's different? And like you, Michael, I ran a couple of restaurants. I ran two Burger Kings. And I'm telling you, when I got those restaurants, they were hideous. But when I got done with them, we couldn't keep the customers away. We had customers pulling up at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, lines of people to my two particular restaurants because one person said, I'm so glad you're here because before you became the manager, this place was a mess. So it's important. I know how important that customer service is. I trained in it. I taught people in it. Customer service will make your business last a lifetime. You got the right people in there.
Yes, and your income goes up at your business. And I'm, I know it because that's what I do. I actually teach customer service. I've taught customer service at the bank. I teach it in, at my company now. I have some training coming up. I have some classes coming up this starting in March for customer service. So that has a part. And I had to use it the other day and threaten somebody to let them know. I was at talking to a customer service clerk and I needed to get a refund, and I said, overcharge me, and they said, oh, we have to send it to our, contact our billing, and I said, well, I teach customer service, and I know that the moment you shift it off to somebody else, the problem can take longer to fix, and may not be fixed at all, so I want some assurances that this is going to be handled. And so, you know, they ended up getting a copy of what I had, but I'm still going to follow up with it on Monday. But, you know, I know the game, you know, I know what they say, and I know a lot of these places, the food places and other places, the person, if you complain there, many times it goes nowhere because they probably know each other. They're friends with each other, the manager, the employees.
Right. Yep.
And they're like, oh, don't worry. I have to say this. You know, and they double back later and like I have to do that, but you good, ain't nothing gonna happen, you know. Mm-hmm. So I suggest when you're really upset about something, go higher than that, go higher than the Burger King down the street, okay? Go higher than the McDonald's or the Subway. That's right. Call their regional headquarters.
Yep.
That's the person. Because when they're just gonna laugh at you on your way out the door, they'll be like, you heard her, and they'll be talking about you.
Yeah, they will.
When
you
leave.
Yes, they will. Yep.
But here's the real tip: most companies have social media now, so you have Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, something. And typically, if you go on their main website page, you will find where their social media is, and you can tweet people, you could put a post up on Facebook, and typically the company will respond to you very quickly because they realize that this is going public and it can become something that could go viral. And if something goes viral and it's negative, it is much harder to pull that back than it is for it to be positive. So they want to react to you quickly and responsibly and deal with whatever your situation is.
Let you know that the calling number is 563-999-3557 for those of you who are listening online. That's the calling number. And we're talking about whatever happened to customer service. I think the number one thing is, why is your hamburger completely different than the way you just ordered it? That one, they drop the ball on that one all the time. You know, you want it ketchup and mustard, and ketchup, pickle, mustard, and you get it. It's got mayo, it's got onions on it. And they just completely screwed up your hamburger, your order. Something so basic and simple.
Yeah.
I still don't get that.
Screen right in front of them. They have a screen that comes across each car. And Michael, you worked a restaurant, and I worked in. So you have that screen that tells you what each car ordered. So when I was running into that issue, I would tell my crew, look at your screen, and I would tell my prep station, look at your screen. Don't just prep it. And then I actually ran into a couple of them that would say, oh, they'll eat it anyway. No, they won't, because that's not what they ordered. You just can't fix something and expect somebody, or they'll eat it. Take that attitude out. And do what someone asks you to do. They're paying us to make sure they have what they ask for. So, you know, when you find that, it's just a matter of people being lazy. And then, you know, a lot of folks are new, and then they put the new people in those stations that's not quite ready. You know, you have to kind of get people to that point where they are comfortable. But I, you know, again, me and my sister was out getting food for my family the other day. We stopped at the churches, and the lady was, know, trying to get our order. She said, please forgive me, I'm new. I don't quite know how this station works. And I looked at my sister like, see, this is what I'm saying. They're hiring people, but they're not properly training them either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got to have somebody who's able to handle that high volume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That definitely goes to poor customer service with poor training. You got to definitely get poor customer service when you don't have adequate trained people.
Yeah. Let me go right ahead.
Kimberly. No, I was going to say, for my husband, it's always a struggle because he's the person who always has to request no sauce on his sandwich. And so it's always like the roll of a dice, like literally like, okay, what are our chances that your sandwich is going to actually be correct when you get it? Sorry, try again. You know, usually you have to take it back. And it's sad because I'm pretty sure that's the attitude. People say, well, they said no sauce, but they'll eat it. And my husband really will not eat and will be disappointed. So it becomes even more of, do I really want to frequent that business? So then that starts to hit your bottom line, that if people don't want to be bothered with your poor customer service, that's why you see some of these businesses leave the community, as you said, Henrietta, and are replaced by other things. Or you can't even get people in the community hired because of the perception of poor customer service. So that's a whole other issue.
Yep. I'm hoping, let me just let our, if you're streaming online, you can also send me a chat when you, if you're logged in and listening. The reason I said that is because I'm wondering if there is an issue with the inbound calls, because I did see one flicker on and off, and I am not certain if the calls are coming through, because I just saw one that tried to come through and it just went back out. So if there's a problem with our phones, go to our chat. We have a chat feature we use on occasion. So I'm periodically clicking on and checking our chat line too. We are talking about whatever happened to good customer service. And I think a lot of us are experiencing issues now because it's just mostly been drive-thrus open. So, it's really critical. You're sitting out there burning up gas, long drive-through line, and then when you get home, your order is all messed up.
Uh-huh.
So
right.
It's really, and then it's like you have to be careful about complaining too much because you don't want to go back and them to do something to your food. You can't
right.
complain too much. It's
yeah.
like,
right.
don't complain too much or at least try to be as nice as possible. Because once again, I've worked it, and I'm sure Henrietta, you've seen some things too. I've worked them before,
uh-huh.
and I've seen some stuff. As soon as I graduated from high school, so I've seen people do stuff to the food.
Uh-huh.
Drop the bun on the floor,
kind of
right?
Mess.
Stuff like that, So you have to really be careful about what you say. Another one,
right.
The dirty store, the stores, and Kimberly, like you said, some of these places you just have to make a decision. You're not going to go back there anymore because if the floor
yep.
is
exactly.
dirty, the counters are dirty. If you can, you're looking and you see the kitchen is dirty. You might
uh-huh.
not want to kind of keep going there anymore.
Uh-huh. One of my big pet peeves, if I walk into a grocery store and it has a bad smell, seafood or not, I turn back around. I can't stop in there. I will
nope.
not. And
I will not.
It exactly, Henrietta. And it bothers me because when I do my community work and I put out flyers and information, typically those are the stores because I know that's where people go. And I walk
mm-hmm.
in, and I'm like, how are people shopping in here? It smells horrible. Like, what do you clean with? Toilet water? Seriously? Like, is this
right.
for real? Is this acceptable?
Mm-hmm.
But these are stores that prey, I say they prey upon low-income communities
uh-huh.
where people don't have a lot of money and they
uh-huh.
get substandard food because these are the people that you, or the stores, the businesses that you see online where somebody will say, hey, I bought this chicken on Tuesday, but then I lifted up the label and it had a week expiration date, like the prior week or something,
uh-huh.
when they switch labels or they're accused
yeah.
of injecting dyes or whatever to make food fresher than what it actually is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Bad pop, it doesn't have any fizz. It's flat.
Yeah.
That is
That's
one
disappointing.
Of the, yes. I mean, you otherwise you have, now this is when they fix everything perfect. The fries are hot. The
uh-huh.
burger is done perfect. And the Coke is flat. That.
Right.
It's just got syrup.
No carbonation
there.
At all.
Right.
Right. It's just water.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's,
mm-hmm.
that's, a lot of Coney Islands are like this. Reheat,
mm-hmm.
they do like for chili dogs, they'll do the chili on Monday or they'll
mm-hmm.
have the salad, the lettuce and stuff with the salad in a bowl, and on Tuesday they'd pull it back out of the refrigerator and put the chili back on the stove and
uh-huh.
heat it back up again. They
mm-hmm.
pull the thing of salad out. Wednesday, pull the chili back out again. You've got chili that you they initially cooked on Monday, and on Thursday they're pouring water in it and stirring it around. And refrigerated and reheated many times over. And that is, you can get sick eating reheated food like that.
Yeah.
You know, and for them to initially, like, lettuce is wilted after, 24-48 hours. I've seen some Coney Islands where they'll have all that stuff on Monday and they still got it on Friday.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They don't waste anything. You have something to do. A lot of it is that I discovered cultural when it comes to those Coney Islands, because you have a lot of those owners who are from cultures where they don't waste nothing. They use it up and they recycle it. They recycle it, and so they bring that same kind of mentality into their business. And they have to understand. I get it over there. You guys are a little bit more strapped for foods, and you don't waste anything. You got to eat whatever you have. But you're in a different culture, or you're in a different country, and over here we guidelines need to be followed. We can't eat chili that's 12 days old. I'm sorry, because you're going to come back, or you're going to catch a lawsuit, or you're going to catch a fist. Because I am not. Look, when I saw that, and you're right, Michael. I was at a Coney Island maybe a year or more ago, and I watched them pour the water in the chili. I'm like, what are they doing? And you can see where the chili was stuck to the side of the pot. Like, it was old, and I'm like, I didn't even order. But you're not going to order? I'm like, nope, not at all. Not eating that.
Nope.
The chicken wings, the chicken in that freezer might be 5 months old. I'm not eating it. If I see that, then everything else is questionable as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If you're streaming online,
again,
we're talking.
Be careful where you eat.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're streaming online, we're talking about poor customer service and a lot of the horror stories. If you're listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, and if you're want to send me a chat, you can also send me a chat message too. All right, we are going to go to our live line. You know, this young lady has reinvented herself and now has a even more important, vital role than ever for information that she'd like to share with the audience. Good morning, Cece. How are you? And thanks for getting up Sunday morning.
Hi, Mr. Van Tool. How are you?
Great. The Sunday morning team is here. Henrietta Ivy and Kimberly Batchelor Davis are here on the panel this morning.
Good morning, ladies. How are you?
How are you? Good morning.
How good?
All right, Cece.
Wow.
You've reinvented yourself, and you've got some important information for us. And before you moved up to bigger and better things, you were also, I just want to remind our audience that Cece was also on the Sunday morning team too, but now that she's moved on up, tell us a little bit about what you're doing now.
Well, Michael, I'm doing life insurance.
Okay, all right. And so how important is that, and why do we need it, and how can we get more information from you and make sure that we are covered properly?
Okay, so how is it important to us? Back in my day, your mom, your grandparents, everybody was covered. Everybody made sure of that. Nowadays, everybody thinks that the GoFundMes are insurance policies, and quite frankly, they're not. Chicken dinners, potlucks, all that other stuff included, to try to get funeral arrangements and, burial situated. It's unfortunate we come to that, and nobody wants to actually have this conversation. So it's needed right now in this time.
This life insurance, it covers also death benefits. Are there any other benefits to life insurance? Can it be used for other things?
Well, you say that. We have life insurance policies. We have term policies, whole life policies. When you get into those situations, whole life policies gain cash value. Most people use those vehicles to kind of, if it's needed for a rainy day, take a loan out of their policy. That's what you hear sometimes. Some older person might say they had a loan taken out of their policy. It's kind of upsetting that in our community we don't value to pay for a policy, but we rather pay for shoes or outfit or other, you know, things that they deem necessity. Seriously,
our priorities, right? We have the wrong priorities.
Truly, it's upsetting. Well, I'm a people person, so if I'm going around talking until I'm blue in the face, I'm trying to make sure everybody's covered, and I'm trying to change that. You know, it's getting beside itself with everybody passing from COVID, and family members are leaning on other family members to try to pay for the burial when they could have just had, you know, a small policy just to make sure this didn't happen and fall on everybody, you know, because everybody can't help right now. Everybody's trying to get back on their feet or stay on their feet.
Mm-hmm. So
2020 was rough.
So it's a good way to, of course, prepare for the, you know, unpredictable, but it's also a way to help you save in the long term, too.
Yeah, to help you save, that's the way you want to do it with the whole life policy. I also do annuities and 401ks and IRAs. So when you get into that vehicle, you save and get some, you know, continuation going with your funds. If you have, you know, a 401k that you already have acquired with your employer, we can roll that over. It's different alternatives you can do to make sure, you know, that your money's going to work for you and, you know, when you need it.
And I don't know if the rest of the team has any questions, but I do have one last question for you. What what's the cost like, you know, on a monthly basis for something that is good coverage?
Now, good coverage, it's all based off of your health and your age. That's what we want to definitely say. A lot of people watch these commercials and think that we're going to have a $100,000 policy for $10 a month, and that's not going to be so. You know,
so don't base it on trying to have a fix of, like, you know, $50 a month, things like that. It's based on your individual situation, your health. Your health and what?
Your age.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So, guys, anybody have a question?
I have no question. I just want to comment that, you know, she made a very important statement, and that is life insurance is very important. And I'll say that because just, you know, with the loss of my sister, and my mom has always had a policy. Since we were, I don't want to say born. So when my sister passed away last week, we were able to get her arrangements immediately made, and she has 6 children. So I don't know if she had a policy on her own, but had it not been for my mom, and like CC mentioned, you know, parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts back in the day, that was one thing they did. They secured that life insurance policy, and had it not been for that, my mom is securing that. I don't know if my sister had it on her own, and we would have probably been in that line of the Facebooks and the potlucks. So, I it is very important, and I have to mention that out loud and stand 100% agreeance that we need to talk about that. It's very taboo in the Black family now, and they don't want to talk about it. I mentioned it to my other sister. I was over there the other night, and me and my other sister say, hey, we just happened to say, you know, talking about insurance policy, ironically, and her eyes looked as if we had said something murderous to her. People don't talk about it. They think it's a type of a setup. So it's unfortunate that these mindsets happen, but it's important to have it because everyone's going to walk their path. And if you don't have it, then, they need to reach out to you and get some because we're all going to need it.
Yeah. And if I have one through an employer, I still make sure I have an individual policy because, you know, employers are at will. Anything can happen.
Yep.
You know, you can become disabled, injured, anything.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So one of the things, reasons why I think a lot of people don't discuss it, feel like it's superstitious, that if they start discussing things like death, life insurance, preparing, they're superstitious, and they feel like you're trying to bring it on. That if you don't talk about it, just alone,
it won't happen.
I'm telling you,
right,
I've heard
right.
that all my life. That is like the number one reason besides people not thinking they have enough money to pay for life insurance. The other reason is the fact that they feel if they bring it up, if they talk about a will, that you're ushering in some
exactly.
negative feelings or whatever, you know? So,
right.
yeah. CC,
yep.
what's the number?
I have a question really quick.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's okay, because CC just mentioned something. She said that if you have a policy with your employer because they're at will, anything can happen. So you can purchase an additional policy to make sure that you're covered, CC?
Yes, you can purchase as many policies as you want. Somebody has it in their head that they can only have one policy out there. That's not how our counterparts do business. They also have several policies and leave. Very much gift for their family members when they pass, you know. I don't want to go into that. Yeah, it's a long story in the making, but I want that stigma to get out of everyone's head that you can have more, as many policies as you can afford. The ones through the job usually is a term policy. It's going to end in a certain period of time. Also, some jobs let you convert them, which you can take them with you if you leave, but most jobs don't do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Great. Okay, Cece, what's the phone number so that we can reach you to get signed up and get some coverage?
If anyone needs any coverage, a quote, just to learn information, give me a call, 734-655-7074. I am locally in Highland Park, doing business with the business homes out this way and residents out this way. Also, there's an office in Livonia we have also, and you can come. We can come to your house. We can do this by Zoom. We are, you know, equipped for COVID. The whole nine. Just give us a call at 734-655-7074.
Repeat that for me, Cece.
734-655-7074.
Okay.
Great. CC, it's good to hear your voice, and thanks for joining us on the show this morning. We really appreciate it, and look forward to maybe you stopping in on the 7:30 program on the Praise Network. But you don't have to get up at 7:30. We record them Wednesday morning, so that's one good thing now. We record the shows on Wednesday mornings at 11:30, and then you can feel free, like me, to get up early on Sundays and listen to it at 7:30 in the morning. So we'll definitely have you back.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I just want to say this one statement. Don't let someone's illness or sickness be the reason you look for a policy in the household. You know, take care of it before it happens.
Yes, good advice. All right, CC, thank you so much for giving us this vital and important information on insurance, annuities, and life insurance. Thank you so much. Have a great day today.
You too. You guys are awesome. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
You too. Thank you.
All right.
All right. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up. We just got a couple of minutes, but we'll be right back after this message before we say goodbye. We'll be right back.
Protection when you need it most. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight.
Okay, I just have a couple of notes, guys, before we say goodbye. One is that if you have a family member who was a healthcare worker that lost their life due to COVID, there is some assistance available for you, financial, emotional, and service support available for you. Just go to braveofheartfund.com, braveofheartfund.com, and apply for a braveofheart.com grant. So that's for families of healthcare workers who lost their lives due to COVID. Of course, can't forget to mention Franklin Wright Settlements making a difference right now, even in this pandemic. Franklin Wright has been a strong force in community health itself, and for more than 140 years. And a list of some of the services that they provide are in-home counseling, utility assistance, food pantry, feeding the homeless, Meals on Wheels, Youth Success Academy, annual college tours, senior outreach services. It's so great. And I, you know, Kimberly, those are the reasons why we are involved with this great organization.
Absolutely. They help the community, and we help make sure that they continue to do that by supporting them in the great work they do.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, guys, I hope you have a great Sunday today. Kimberly, if you've got some anything, projects you're working on you want to share with us, because I know you're always going on. I tell you, I think I saw you have something.
Presentation that I'm going to do for Detroit Book City, which is a African-American owned bookstore right here in Michigan in Southfield. And each year, the owner, Janice Black Haynes, puts on this fantastic event with African-American authors in what she calls the African-American Authors Boardroom. So I'm going to be talking about mental health on Friday, February 19th. You can tune in from 6 to 9. I will be on at 8:20, and we'll talk a lot about where we are in terms of mental health, how far we've come, and how far we need to go, and share some tips and tools on how we can make sure and maintain our mental health with all the things that are going on around us.
That is so important. Yes, very
and
important.
And I saw your flyer, and I was very, I'm trying to make sure I try to pop in or hear the panel, because I think that's very important in Black History Month is coming up. So we need to highlight, Black history in modern and as far as our past Black history. We don't want to keep that same ideology that every year we just post the same people, because there's so many more people who have created wonderful Black history even now in the present state. So I was definitely like, okay, I'm definitely going to pop in and listen to that panel, because I'm an avid reader, so I like really listening to the panel and try to figure out what good book I'm going to grab my hands on next. So.
Absolutely.
What's the date again, Kimberly?
It's February 19th, Detroit Book City. You can find it on my website at www.kim, K-I-M, capital B as in bachelor, Davis, D-A-V-I-S.com. So KimBDavis.com. You can also Google Detroit Book City and the event itself will come up. If you follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, you will also see the flyer there as well. You can look up Kimberly Bachelor Davis, and you'll find me. And Bachelor is B-A-T-C-H-E-L-O-R Davis, no hyphen.
Great. Our political analyst, Henrietta Ivy. Henrietta, I know you're dealing with arrangements with your sister right now. Do you have some anything else that you're working on coming up?
Well, actually, Michael, I am actually going to be preparing for the Black History Month myself with what's going on in Detroit, politics in the park. And we're going to be featuring some of Detroit's best local artists, poets, designers, and just, you know, fashion, and we're getting our pieces together for that. I am also going to be part of the second annual Bring Black History Back with women from Women's to Queen, Trista Billingsley. You know, she you had on the show.
Yes, I remember.
She came on, talked about, yep, and she, her, and Miss Dana J of All Black Detroit, we're going to be doing their second annual Bring Detroit Black History Back. And so I've been invited back for the second year to be a spokesperson there. And just, you know, a lot of panel discussions coming up that I'll be a part of. And, you know, trying to keep it moving. And, you know, anything that's going to be going on, you know, you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. Find me on LinkedIn. You can you always inbox me. Always email me at henrietta.ivy975@gmail.com for questions or comments. And I also have formulated a group called Black Women in Home Care Global. So I'm reaching out to all of my home care workers in the city of Detroit, state of Michigan, and around the world who want to be part of this panel as we move forward in getting this workforce up and recognized for the work, the wonderful work that they do. And I am also just did a featured article in Michigan Bridges in regards to home care services and home care workers as one of the strongest advocates in the state of Michigan that represents that workforce.
Okay, great, great. All right. One thing about insurance, if you listen to the Michael Van Tool show on a regular basis, you know that we should have all the insurance we ever need with the companies that sponsor the show. We appreciate CC for calling in. Again, if you the number for insurance for CC to give her a call, 734-655-074 for insurance. All right, guys. Well, I hope you
I'm sorry,
have
Michael,
a,
let me make a correction right quick. I'm sorry, I said Ms. Dana J of All Black, but I have to remember that's a different organization. Ms. Dana J is Dana J, the network junkie. So let me make sure I correct it in case she's listening or happening.
Uh-huh.
She'd be like, no, she linked me with the wrong organization. She's Ms. Dana J, the network junkie.
Great. Well, once again, want to thank those who listened on the phone. I want to thank those of you who are streaming online and here in metro area, Metro Detroit, and we appreciate you getting up early on a Sunday morning. Of course, the program is available for repeat throughout the week. But God bless you all. Thank you. Thank you, Sunday morning team.
You're welcome.
And
thank
enjoy
you.
Your,
and God bless everyone. Have a great
thank
week.
Thank you. Enjoy your Sunday today. All right.
You too, Michael. Have a great
okay.
day, Detroit. Have a great day, team.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be alright. Hold your head up high, look up to the sky. You're more than a mother, father, sister, brother. You are everything. Oh, yeah. Mm. You are all that I need.
All that I need.
You are all that I need.
A mother,
father,
a father,
sister.
protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. This segment of programming is brought to you by Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency, specializing in business insurance. As your business evolves, so will your risk. Sharp & Associates will identify potential risk to your business and explore insurance options. A plan will be customized based on the specific needs of your business. In addition, Sharp specializes in auto, home, medical, life, and health insurance. Whatever your needs, we provide a wide range of insurance products to choose from. Protect your company and your livelihood for the long term with Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency. Contact us now at 833-668-0086 or go to our website, sharp-insurance.com. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Attention all seniors, Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency has an important announcement for you. If you're approaching Medicare eligibility and have questions like, how do I choose the right Medicare supplement plan? How do I avoid higher premiums? How do I reduce out-of-pocket expenses? What is the difference between Original Medicare versus Medicare Advantage? How do I choose the most cost-effective prescription drug plan? For answers to these questions and more, Sharp and Associates are awaiting your call. Phone them today at 833-668-0086 or try them on the web at sharp-insurance.com. That's sharp-insurance.com. Call today.